Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this. I'm really glad you're the one that does the recordings. I think I would forget every time.
Remember that one time when I did forget?
Yeah.
You said, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Don't talk about it. Okay.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Hi.
It's been a minute.
It
It
has.
really has been. Hey,
And
everyone.
what a period of time to like, out of all the times to take like a little break that we did, because, Thanksgiving and stuff. So much happened. Like it was like the height of 2020 for K-pop. You know what I mean?
Seriously. But then like also like how we do things, I feel like all that stuff now is like old news. So then it's like meh. Like you could talk about it, but it's not like happening now, you know?
We're still gonna talk about
We're still gonna talk, yeah. We're still
it. We're still gonna talk
gonna
about it.
discuss. But I think we should discuss the one thing that is the biggest of all the things.
What everyone's been waiting for.
What everyone's been waiting for. A certain group had a comeback. And this isn't just any certain group. This is
The group.
like the group of me, well, me and Katie's K-pop life.
Yeah, and
But
we're not talking about BTS.
yeah, we're not, they're a great group, but we're not talking about BTS.
We'll talk about them later. We love them.
Great. We love what's happening for them. Love it. But we are talking about GOT7, and I know you guys are probably not surprised by the amount of time. And we've talked about GOT7. Like they literally have their own episode too.
They really do. And it's like as much love as we have for GOT7, we have like equal energy towards the hate we have for JYP.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there are any GOT7 fans out there who just like, oh, JYP's doing his best, like just like total fans of him.
There are a lot of them. Well, and I think like two. I know that JYP is not the active CEO, but it's like, because I know people make that argument like, well, it's not him though, like he's not the CEO, but like that's he still has a heavy like input on anything that happens. It's still his company, and I
Yeah,
feel
it's his
like
name.
you could use that, like he could still use his influence. Yeah, he's not the active CEO, but like he has so much influence over what they do. They can be like, hey, give my boys some respect, like you know they need promotion, right? Like he could do that in probably a phone call.
Oh, for sure.
He's choosing not to, and that's why he shit.
So let's talk about the album. Because we got two music videos.
I know.
And I don't know which one I like more. I like love them equally right now.
Okay, yeah. I This is gonna sound really strange, but like, okay, it's not gonna sound strange. I don't know why I said that. Yugyeom's my bias. Everyone knows that he's my ultimate bias, like my favorite person in K-pop, which ugh, I hate admitting, but whatever. And I was so surprised and like shocked to hear him sing in like more than like 50% of the song. Like he did both verses, and I was like, oh my God, because usually you have Young J or JB, or like you have a main vocal sing like the meat of it, and then you have like Jin Young or Yugyeom kind of coming with like backing vocals or like have their small little section, you know. But like he did like the verse, and then I was like, oh, that was so good. He had the first verse, and then he had the second verse. I was like, oh my God, and it wasn't his song. Like JB wrote the song. I was like, oh.
Jamie's like, I don't want to sing this shit here.
Like as a Yugyeom
Tired.
stan, I was just like over the moon. I was like, oh my God, I'm seeing him so much, and it's not because of a dance break.
That dance
Yes.
break. You were fed something different.
I was like, what is this taste? I've never had this before. Oh yeah,
The flavor.
was so good. I was like, and they all looked like
They
just
looked
exquisite. Like
amazing.
I just can't even.
I love that Jackson's hair is lighter again.
Yeah.
Like, I love him with lighter hair. So I'm just like, ooh.
It's like a honey blonde, like.
Yeah, like an ashy honey blonde thing going on. And then he wears like the headbands that blend in with it. And you're like, what's going on with his head? And you're like, oh. And like, so that's what happened to me.
Jin Young. But like Young Jay, he was like serving all types of like looks. He went,
did you miss me?
And I was like, oh my god, excuse me, sir. You were never really on my like radar like that, but maybe I might have to readjust something.
Like the part in the video where he like does the whistling thing and he kind of like turns to the camera. Okay, I didn't know you could move like that, but okay.
Okay, so in the last piece, like I didn't notice at first until like midway in the music video. I was like, where is Young Jay? Because you can hear him.
Yeah.
You can see him. And then I said that out loud. And then Millie was like, oh my God, where is he? And so we were like trying to see like maybe because of all the fast transitions, if like we were just like
miss him,
mixing up people or, you know, whatever, which at this point is kind of unlikely because we all know what we could tell them all apart.
And yeah. Like I know JB's thumb.
Exactly. So I was like, oh my God, where is he? Like I was kind of freaking out. Like, is he not in the music video? And then at the end, when he came in at like the last like chorus part.
Yeah.
I was so like, I had to know why that happened. I was like, was that intentional? Was it whatever? And it was intentional, but there's a real reason and a fake reason. And I want to believe the fake reason, not the real reason.
Yeah, exactly.
So, the fake reason. Well, the real reason is because he was injured. And supposedly he was injured and he wasn't able to like do the entire thingy. But the fake reason, which sounds way better, is that Young Jay was the last person to join GOT7. So in some way, he was the last piece.
Oh.
He was the missing piece that they needed. And so he came in at the very end to kind of like complete like
the last piece of the last piece.
Yes. And then because the fact that JB wrote the song there, like JB like took Young Jay under his wing when he debuted because he...
Yeah.
He wasn't a trainee for as long as they were.
Right.
And so he like, you know, gave him some extra leader love. And like, so he wrote the song about like Young Jay being the last piece. And like, I guess the last piece. I'm like,
cause it's all about God, seven of the end. Let me do that. Thank you. I love that.
So I want to believe that one.
Yeah. That's the truth. That's the real one.
He wasn't hurt. He was sitting down the whole time waiting for his time.
Yeah. I was very impressed with the rest of the songs as well.
Yes, me too.
Like they were good. Like I was like I drove to work listening to them and I was like some of them really shocked me, like surprised me. They were so good.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like the last two albums are good, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of like I felt like they're borderline the same.
Yeah.
And this one was just, like, completely different.
Mm-hmm. Because they got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. JYP.
It's like, I like how each person had, like, a song.
Yeah.
Which was nice. But I feel like, hopefully, this is the realization point for the company to be like, wow, when we let these musicians and artists who have a passion for writing and making music do what they want to do, we get good things. Not saying that the stuff that they have to sing were bad things, but you could tell like it was just way more meaningful, which like it does something to a song. Like when a song has meaning, like it just sounds different. Yeah. It carries different.
Yeah. They perform it differently.
Yeah. 'Cause it's like it's their baby. So they're going to want to do the best for it, you know?
Yeah, and fans care about that stuff, so fans will love the song even more.
Exactly.
Because, like they've already won awards for this one, haven't they, or something?
Well, yeah, they're really high in the charts right now. They're
okay,
the
first maybe that's what it was.
To be, like, number one on something and something else and something else.
Yeah, so it's like they're doing really well.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite song on the album?
Oh, my God, I knew you were going to ask me that. Let me pull it up real faster so I can like review it. kind of go over it, because I'll like hear a song, I'm like, oh, I think this is my favorite, and then I'll hear another song, I'm like, no, 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 this is my favorite. So I'm stuck between, I really like Wave, mm-hmm. I really like We Are Young, and then I really like I Mean It.
Mm.
Like, those are the ones I listen to the most.
Okay. Those are good. Who, let's see, Wave was Jin Young, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know the other two.
I don't remember the other ones. I think I Mean It and We Are Young, I don't think those were done by the members.
Oh, true.
But Wave is Jin Young's. I mean, I love all of them, but yeah, those are the ones I hear. I'm just like, it's just like a fresh sound. Like, it's a very fresh sound for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like their typical kind of sounds. I'm like, I really like those.
I'm like at a toss up between One Plus One,
ooh,
and Thank You Sorry.
Oh, that's a good
and
one.
It's not just because you wrote the song. I have a slight reason, but I just like that vibe. It's a very like Thank You Sorry, yeah, is a very like mellow, not mellow, like it's like R&B, but slightly poppier, but on the mellow side. In my head, yeah, I have a meter, and like I'm doing it correctly. I just can't like convey that in words.
Yeah, I get it.
And then One Plus One is just like it's. I don't know. It's just fun. Like,
that's a good one.
But I like all the songs. Like, I won't skip a song. Like, I'll just be like, okay, I'm gonna listen to the song, and then I'll wait till the next one. Like, I won't like be like, I don't want to listen to this.
Yeah.
Whereas in my last album, I was like, I don't want to listen to this one.
Like, yeah, same. You're kind of like, oh, I like most of them, but yeah, these ones are, I love all of them.
Oh my god, I know, they're so good, and I'm so excited to get the album. I'm so excited to go through it. I hope it's not fucked up. This is gonna make me really mad.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. I can't believe the albums are getting all messed up.
I know.
I was wondering why people were complaining so much about them. And I'm like, I thought people just like, I knew people are complaining because like the lack of promotion. And then like with the whole like being available in the US until like January, like that whole mess. But I didn't know the whole actual fuck up of the album.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people are saying it's intentional. Some people are saying like, that's not intentional, and I don't know why in an album someone will have like several blank pages, like especially when it has the members' names at the top. Like, that doesn't really make sense to me. It makes me think that names or pictures are supposed to go there, highlighting the members whose names at the top,
right?
But I haven't even really looked into it. I just have been checking. Like, have you gotten an email at your ship yet?
I checked yesterday. I'm checking again today.
Because I haven't got an email yet, which, I mean, to be fair, it's only the second. But
it could come early. No, I haven't gotten anything
yet. Some girl on TikTok was like, oh, mine should be getting delivered today. Like, I don't understand what's happening. And I was like, what? And she said that she bought hers the last day of pre-order.
Oh, I'm really glad I ordered it when I did. I still have, because I ordered mine through Barnes & Noble first. Just because I thought that was going to be like my only option. And I was like, okay, whatever, I'll just do it. And then, of course, you and I, we found the link.
Uh-huh.
And so I haven't canceled mine to Barnes & Noble yet.
You can get two.
I kind of want to wait until I get the first one and to make sure that it is JB. Because that was the whole reason of ordering it. And then I can cancel the other one.
Yeah, I did mine first one through Amazon, and I was like, I'm canceling it.
Yeah. I don't know why I did Barnes & Noble, not Amazon. Like, I saw Amazon Music, and I was thinking, like, that was, like, their version of, like, Apple Music, you know, like, iTunes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, no, I want the physical album. I don't want to, like, buy, like a downloadable audio or something.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Like, I didn't think it was going to be, like, a physical album.
I mean, I'm crossing my fingers, hoping that they send the right thing.
Yeah, me too.
That's honestly all at this point, all I can do. Or they just never send anything at all, and I'm like, oh, that sucks.
That'd be shitty.
Oh, you piece of shit.
But see, I'm on the fence about buying a light stick.
Really?
Because I really want a light stick. But, and I was looking, because there's only two versions. First one came out in 2016, the second one 2018. So I was like, okay, it's 2020. Like, technically they're following like an every 2 year kind of plan, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, if they disband, this will be the last one and they're going to sell out. But if they don't disband, then maybe they're going to come out with a new one. And of course, I'm going to want the new one. So I can't decide.
See, I also like, I struggled with that. I wanting a light stick within like a million months. It was like, don't buy it. Don't buy it. So I'm like, I think even if they come out with a new one, eventually I'm probably going to want all of them. Like my collection. So I can be oh, this is when they first, because technically the first light stick was 2016. That's only a year before we joined K-pop. So like,
that's true.
It could be like, in my journey of K-pop liking GOT7, these are all their light sticks that they changed.
As you rationalize it.
Yeah, I'm justifying in my head. But then also with the disbandment, like, someone was saying, like, in an interview, I can't find it, and I also didn't try very hard, so sorry.
Yeah.
David and Young said they would only re-sign if everyone re-signed. So, like, it had to be a group thing. Like, if all seven members are like, yeah, let's do it, then they'll do it. But if one member's like, I don't want to do it, then they would all just, like, not, because they couldn't see themselves not, like, performing as a group. Yeah,
being GOT6.
Yeah, that sounds dumb.
Or being like 17, it's like, but there's 13 of you. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but there's three teams.
Oh my god, I don't want to hear the explanation again.
And then we're all one. She goes 17.
That's more confusing than explaining NCT.
No, NCT is a whole nother level of. I feel really bad because the two little girls, they really like NCT, which is great. But then we were watching a music video. We were watching Make-A-Wish because I really like that song. We were watching the music video again. And so they're like, you know, pointing out members and whatever, whatever. And they're 8 and 4, so you guys keep in mind. And so then on autoplay, the 90s Love came on.
Oh, no.
And they're like, oh, it's NCT, because they can see the logo. Like, oh, NCT. I'm like, yeah. And then like, wait, who's this person? And I was like, oh, so this is a completely different group of people, but the same group. And they're like, what? And I was like, I don't know how to. I can't even comprehend it sometimes. So
you got to give them the NCT presentation.
I need to update it because clearly there's.
You really should. That'd be so funny. It'd be like 30 minutes later. They'd be like, what? Like,
wait. So who's NCT? Like, they're all NCT, but some are NCT 127, some are NCT U, and some, it's like, oh shit.
Oh no.
This is we have NCT. Like, NCT, but
then you have NCT 2018, NCT 2020.
Yeah, at this point, but it was funny because I was really sitting on the couch trying to like think of like well, they're all a team, but some of them have like different songs, and like, but it has the same name. It's all NCTU. I'm like, well, yeah, because they all have the same team name. But like, these people are gonna do this song, and these people are gonna do this song. And she's like, but that's the same guy, because Taeyong was in he's in two music videos. I can't think.
Right.
I don't know if it's Misfit or if it's Work It, but he's in one. He's in one of them, and she was like, but he's in that one. He's in that one. I was like, well, one, great for being able to recognize him. That's awesome. Two, you're right. And I don't know how to explain this to you anymore because I tried.
They use and abuse him and Mark. Okay.
Super baby.
My gosh. They'll get it. One day they'll understand. When it's like NCT and it's like 45 members, they'll know by then.
Mark's in all units.
In all units. Mark is NCT. That's his name now.
Like, oh, where's NCT? Oh, I think he was over there.
It's like all the response.
I know I could look up like how much idols make, but like, I wonder if you're in a subunit and if you're in like different, like multiple subunits, do you get paid per subunit, or do all the NCT members just get like a flat rate? Like, this is your pay. Does it matter?
Yeah, I've wondered that too, because I thought I don't know why I have this in my head. I must've read it somewhere. I thought it was like, you get paid for like line distribution. So, like, if you have more lines in a song, then you're getting paid more. I don't know. That could be totally wrong.
Then I don't know how Johnny's affording half the shit he has, because he gets two seconds on a good day.
And that's probably not the case. But, like, if anything, it is a flat rate. But, I mean, luckily for Mark, and especially Mark, he's in so much. He's getting paid way more than everyone else. And then plus, those who have, like, a hand in writing the songs get paid more.
Oh, she, like, the producing and stuff?
Yeah.
Mm.
So they'll get royalties for it, which helps. Which is, like, so I feel bad for Mark because he's in, like, so much stuff. And I guess Taeyang is more now, too. But it's like, oh, but you're getting money. And especially with NCT, this is where I feel bad with NCT. There are so many members, and yes, they're incredibly successful, but the time you split up the paycheck, they're not getting as much.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would be stressing out, because it's like they keep adding on fucking members. And that means your paycheck's getting smaller. Unless you get more because you're part of the original NCT and these are, like, new babies coming in. I don't know. But it's interesting.
I was trying to see if I could find, like, a quick answer, but this isn't making me do math, and I won't do that. Any of that.
Math. How does NCT get money?
My sister also just texted me, what's your favorite GOT7 era? Like, what kind of, how do you just ask a person that question?
What is it? Didn't we ask each other this question in our last episode?
Yeah, but I don't know what I said.
Tell her she's not listening to the podcast. Just kidding.
I really like the Never Ever era, because they all look great. But my favorite songs are from the 747
era.
But I don't like Yugam in that era because he had fucking yellow ass bleach hair, and I just can't with.
And I was thinking about that, actually, was it today? Because a Winter song popped up in my shuffle. And I was like, Winter is just such a good group. Like, they had, like, really good songs. But I feel like they also didn't get, like, the love that they deserved. Like, you know, like, the promotional stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're a good group. But they're just kind of, like, there. Like, YG was like, okay, whatever, you guys just do your thing. Like, that's how it felt.
Yeah. Which I feel like that... I want, like, it might not be, but I feel like that's how it is with boy groups, especially at YG. It's kind of like, yeah, like, you go do your thing. And with girl groups, it's like, no, like, it has to be, like, you know, because look how much structure is in Blackpink. Like, highly doubt that there's that much structure in Icon. Like, they're not sitting there saying, you know, like,
right.
There's no way. I feel like, okay, perfect example. I feel like in the K-pop industry, the whole saying, oh, boys will be boys, is, like, so true. Because I hardly ever, like, I feel like it's easier for me, like, oh, he has a girlfriend? Oh, well, boys will be boys. Versus, like, oh, she has a boyfriend?
Right.
Like, oh, we need to sit her down. We need to have a discussion, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, the double standard, I feel like, is so, probably so much higher.
Well, and also, it's like, the boys don't have to work as hard to gain, like, that popularity. Because it's like, you have a boy who could dance and sing, and it's like, oh my god, he's so cute. Boom, popular. I feel like the girl groups, it's like they have to be very, like, meticulous and do certain things in a certain way and look a certain way, and
it's dumb.
It's more strategy, I think, behind the girls.
Yeah. Which makes sense, because girls think first, act second, whereas boys are like, oh, I didn't think that would happen. Well.
God. Yeah. Yeah, it'll always be a double standard for girls. We can't escape it, no matter where we are.
No matter what industry you're in, no matter where you are in the world, if you're female.
Yeah, there is no language barrier for the double standard for girls.
Seriously.
It goes international.
100%.
Stupid.
Also, this is, like, off topic, but kind of not on topic. I was going onto YouTube, and I had a recommended, which was, I was watching recruitment videos because I was bored. And
on, like, sorority recruitment videos.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I just like the cheesiness. I like the big houses, and they're like, "Oh my god, Brittany!" Like, I just, it was funny to me. And so I was watching like maybe a few days ago. So then yesterday I went onto my YouTube and I recommended, it was like, Korean girls react to Greek life. And I was like, oh shit, this is going to be so funny. Right. And it was, so they show, fraternities first, and it's exactly how you'd imagine. So it's like, they're like, oh, they live in this house together. Oh, it's so crazy. Oh, he's cute. Oh, like, they're drinking beer. Like, oh, they're just partying. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's really fair. And then they go like, okay, now it's time to show you sororities. So I'm like, okay, like, I'm interested to hear what they have to say, because this is, you know, a big part of my life at one point. So I was like, okay. And the first video that they show was the door stacking and clapping.
No.
Oh my God, they're gonna think we're cold.
They're gonna get scared. Don't show like, that.
What is that? It's like, it's nothing. It's stupid. No one does that.
We all make fun of that.
It was so bad. And they're like, oh, but at the end, they're like, I want to join. But then
my favorite thing about the door stacking videos are the people in the background. We can't see their faces, but you can see their arms clapping.
So, Biggie.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the new law that was passed?
Sorry. What?
Oh my God. What?
What new law?
So, you know, in South Korea, like,
I just feel so fake. I'm sorry.
What new law? Tell me.
Okay.
So, in South Korea, we know that once a male is 18, they're like eligible to do their mandatory military service for 18 months, right? Okay, so this new law was passed because usually idols will go like mid-20s, like late early 20s to mid-20s. They go and they,
right.
You know, they get over with, whatever. Uh-huh. Not get over with, but they go and they serve.
Get it over with.
I mean, I'm sure some probably view it like that.
Yeah.
Well, with BTS and their like, you know, global success, fans were trying to figure out like, what does this mean for the group? Like, are they going to have to do that as well? Which, I mean, if XO did, which technically by numbers at one point XO was bigger,
that's true.
Then like, why wouldn't they? But they passed a law, and this law is saying that if you are if you're bringing money, significant amount of money into Korea as an idol, then you can postpone your military service until the age of 30.
They're like, if you're important enough, and we
basically
you can wait.
Because if you think about it, they're bringing in a lot of money, a lot of revenue,
like an insane amount too.
Yeah. And so at this point they're like, well, we can't let them like start breaking apart now at the peak of their, you know, global success. So now if you're of that status, which I don't even know how they would like,
yeah, like how do you measure that?
It just kind of sounds like, if you're BTS, you can do this. If you're not, then you can't.
If you're my bias.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So, and I thought it was just really convenient too, because it's right before.
Oh, yeah.
Jin's, 28th birthday?
Yeah, they were rushing that one. They were like, let's just get this passed through quick.
Yeah, because if it didn't get passed, he would have to have enlisted, like, before the end of this year.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
He was, I just like, feel hoping- like... Imagine him like hoping that it's gonna get passed, and then like it's not passed. He's like, "Oh shit,
I don't want to go.
Gotta get ready now."
I just think it's kind of scary to be the people in charge of like where they send the BTS members, like kind of like what base and stuff they go to, because it's like you have to be really careful whatever you do with them.
Yeah,
because I mean, the army, the BTS army is. They're intense. Like, they will hunt you down and destroy your life, which is cool, but it's just like...
Also, slightly scary.
Yeah, because it's like they get injured in the military, then careful.
Be careful, Army. You might have the Army after you.
Like, they thought it was crazy when she dragon joined. Oh, just wait.
I'm so happy that he's back.
Me too. He hasn't done anything.
He's such an interesting idol because he is like, I don't get the sense of like arrogance from him.
Super humble.
I literally get like kid who was thrown into fame really young. I think when he debuted at like 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then like he's just been that same like, I just want to make music. Like art is cool, fashion's cool. People like me.
Mm-hmm. You know? I saw a video on TikTok actually speaking of about G-Dragon, and it was talking about like how humble he is, and one of the things was his mother, I guess, became like in charge of his finances, so he didn't have to focus on like doing it for the money. Mm-hmm. He was just doing it to do it.
Yeah.
And you can definitely see that in like in his work.
Oh yeah. He's like, he like always bows like at a 90 mm-hmm. degree angle. Angle? Yeah.
Angle.
At an angle. It's angle with a little space.
Yeah, you can tell he cares. He's not like, I mean, he's cocky like a little bit, but I think that's just more of his like character, like the G-Dragon character, but himself, he's not. He's shy.
G-Dragon. Okay, anywho. So Katie, you have some news for us?
Oh, yeah. It's not like real news. Like, it's about actual real news, but I didn't like dig into the real news. That makes any sense.
I have some news, but like just not the news, but like some news, but I don't know.
Yeah, if you're like interested about the actual news, you can go look it up because I don't.
Okay.
I don't get it. So it's about a member from 101, which is like completely forgot about that group. Mm-hmm. Lay or whatever. I don't even know who this idol is. I guess if you're a fan of 101, you do. That's cool. He had a little bit of scandal, which like I said, I didn't dive into it because I was like, whatever. But let me just read you the headline because I was dying.
Okay.
Former 101 Lay, blah, blah, alleged girlfriend gets exposed by a fan site after the fan site was angered by him. So this is how I took this. They were sitting on this information and he, because I know and I've seen other stories where he had to like write apology letters, like whatever. So he pissed them off to a point and they were like, you know what? Fuck you. And they just like exposed him.
Girlfriend.
They're like, we're not going to tell anybody. We're like, oh, let out the big guns. It's just like so funny.
All idols should see that and be like, crap. Okay, they probably know. The thing that I think I'm keeping a secret from them, they know and they're going to use it against me if I do not get on BeLive right now.
But it's not even like this is like somebody like a anti-fan site. Like this is a fan site.
Yeah.
Like these are the people that love you. You just... They're just like, you made me mad.
I wonder if that caused, like,
stupid
wars between fan sites.
Ooh.
Like, how could you do that to him? Well, I had to. Like, I wonder if they're like,
you must is. You definitely know that there is. And people need to start reading those comment sections.
And to those fan sites and those people, I will just say, that you are not the one and that's okay and you shouldn't be so upset at being with another person. Like that shouldn't even be blackmail because that should just be normal.
Yeah, like oh, he's dating somebody.
Yeah.
The fact that they use that as blackmail, like it's punishment.
Oh my god, I can't. These poor babies.
Beautiful. It's so beautiful.
That is so wonderful. Like, oh yeah. I bet you it was like he was on VLive or something and then she was like, do this, and he said no. She's like, okay,
yeah.
Just kidding. If you guys know the full story, send us the article. We want to see it.
Yeah, I'll skim it.
Even then, I probably won't read it all, but I'll look through it.
I just don't know who it is, and I'm just like, I feel like it's just probably over something silly.
I'll look for some context clues. So that's about it for this week's episode. Like Katie mentioned in the beginning, it's kind of sucks that the week that we took off because of the holidays and stuff is the week that everything happened. But you know what? Sometimes life is like that and we just accept it and we move on and we we're probably sure that you guys have seen it, and we don't need to recap anything for you.
Yeah, because, you like, all digested it.
Yeah. It happened. We're moving forward.
The only thing that we will come back to is when we receive our GOT7 albums in the mail.
Yes.
We will revisit.
This is basically like a GOT7 podcast with a, like, a splash of other K-pop things.
Honestly, though. Like, it kind of is leaning towards that.
Which I'm okay with, honestly. I'm fine. It's great.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's dive into it. Let's lean into it, you know?
But if you guys are not already following us on Instagram, you should be. You can follow us at The Stands Next Door, and there you'll find just post disrespect of the week, what we're currently listening to, yada yada yada. You get the point. But we are also a part of a media studio. At Daydream Media Studio is our Instagram. You can follow us there. There you'll also get some information about our, not just our podcast, but also our sister podcast. So we have What We Tried, which is a podcast that, another podcast that me and Katie host, and it's just like really random and kind of all over the place, but like that's why people like it, I guess. and then we have Sinister Sisters, which is a podcast I host with our good friend Amelia, and we talk about true crime, conspiracy theories, urban legends, like paranormal activity, and we do that while in getting like more increasingly drunk, like as we go on the episode. So that's fun. And then we have a new podcast joining our studio, and that's actually being released really soon, and so probably by the next episode we'll have like the name and all of that stuff ready to go out to you guys. So stay tuned for that. And if you are just like, I don't know what you just said, you talk really fast, that's fine. I know I do. You can go to our website, the studio website, at daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com, and there you will find pages to all the podcasts that I mentioned, and all of our Instagrams are at the bottom, and you'll find like, you know, little fun things on each podcast page. So go check it out. If you are like, I really want to know more, or I want to know more about the other podcasts, that's a place to go. And also, we upload our episodes on there. So go ahead and check that out for us. And we also pay for it, so that'd be nice if you check it out.
Yeah, help us out a little bit. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's kind of all we have, you guys.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye.